JM in the AM. As you hear all the amazing songs of Hebron and all the amazing discussion of Hebron, we remind you today is an important day for Hebron. It's a day when people around the world can support the incredible work of the Hebron Fund in so many different areas, some of which we've already explored this morning. Go to HebronFund.org, HebronFund.org. Everything you give is tripled until 6 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Everything you give is tripled until 6 p.m. Eastern time tonight. And I know a lot of people are anticipating our next guest. He's one of our favorites, Rabbi Simcha Hachbaum, who is Director of Tourism in Hebron, is with us live via telephone. Reb Simcha, shalom, shalom. Welcome back to JM and the AM.
It's great to be back, Nachum, and it's great to hear your voice.
Appreciate that
and
very
it's great
much.
Great, even long distance, all our friends abroad.
Yeah, and long distance is the right way to put it for the last few months because you and all of us are feeling distant from each other. I can only imagine that Shabbat Chaye Sarah, and in general, weekdays and Shabbatot in Hebron are a bit quieter than you're used to. Do you think our avot and imahot felt that this past Shabbat Chaye Sarah was a little bit more empty than usual?
You know, it's a loaded question. On the one hand, every grandparent loves when all the grandchildren are together, and the more the merrier, and the more noise and the more balagan. It's a great source of nachat to the grandparents when all the grandchildren come. On the other hand, sometimes it's also nice to have an intimate Shabbat together and a more intimate time together with Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka Yaakov and Leah. So, you know, although we missed it terribly, and as someone who hosts every year, this would have been my 26th Chayei Sarah.
Wow.
Of having massive young people. I'm talking 200 young people, Sudash the ship by my house. Hundreds, up to 400 or 500 people coming through Friday night. But there was something about the quiet and the more intimacy of being at Marta Machpelah, listening to the laning, and just being together with the immediate Hebron family.
Can only imagine. Very good point you're bringing up, that's for sure. Now, you're director of tourism, and we know what that means. We've seen you in action, and you're taking thousands of people each year around Hebron and showing them incredible sights and giving them so much inspiration, both through the spoken word and through song. Is anybody there? Is anybody giving you an opportunity to do that now? Are you seeing any visitors from anywhere during this period of time?
So like this, unfortunately, the skies are still closed, and there's really no opportunity to people to fly and to come over here. However, in a miraculous way, many of the young people who are in the gap year, whether it's yeshiva, whether it's seminary, whether it's other one-year college programs abroad, have been able to come to Hebron.
Wow.
And especially in the Shabbatot, leading up to Chaye Sarah, Lech Lecha, Bayera, Chaye Sarah, Todot, the Hebron is mentioned in those Parshiot HaShavua.
Right.
We did have a lot of yeshivot and seminaries. And because the tour of Hebron could be done from outdoors, so we've been able to have exposure to have a lot of young people. But Thanksgiving weekend, it was crazy. No one... Generally, it's buses and buses of people who are off for the extended weekend. And here, it was just us and Le'imenu, Hapam Odeh Hashem, giving thanks to Hashem. So it's definitely, there's a big lull, and there's a certain feeling of emptiness in the streets of Hebron. At the same time, Baruch Hashem, there are local Israelis who are coming. And every Monday and Thursday, you still have to fight for them to have the right room for the Sefer Torah and to be able to have a bar mitzvah or an aliyah. Your son, and a lot of the local Israelis have stepped up now.
Wow.
And have been coming more frequently than they used to come.
Wow, what chizuk that must give you. And now you really have an opportunity to concentrate on the students, to concentrate on those who want to learn as much as possible about Hebron. It must give you a lot of chizuk during this time.
So, you know, there is this opportunity that I haven't had in so many years. Some jobs have a sabbatical year. But tourism, there's no sabbatical year. And in teaching, also I've never really taken off all these years. My 25th year in Yeshivat Reshit Yerushalayim and 20th year being the director of tourism at the Hebron Fund. And this is the first opportunity to replenish my own soul.
Right.
And to be able just to also sit and to learn and to focus inward. And as a result, you could then put so much more quality in terms of both the tours and the teaching Bezrat Hashem.
You know, Simcha, when you take people around Chevron, you actually see every day, every time you do it, the work of the Chevron Fund. You see playgrounds and parks that have been built by the Chevron Fund. You see renovations and cleanup projects that have been taken care of by the Chevron Fund. You see buildings that they've been involved with. You've seen expansion of the neighborhood and the ability that they've had over the years to assist in whatever projects are necessary to increase the people in the neighborhood and the expansion, let's say, of the neighborhood. So you see firsthand, as you live in Chevron, the work of the Chevron Fund. Join me. Give a message to our listeners about why it's so important to from all these thousands of miles away to support the work of the Chevron Fund.
So, you know, Baruch Hashem, when I came here 25 years ago, Nachum, the city didn't look anything like it is today. Whether it's on the side of tourism or Shabbat Chayetzara, but just day to day, the ruins and the rubbles and the cry of my brother's blood from 1929 was so strong. And Baruch Hashem now, we've been able to clean up, the Chevron Fund has been able to renovate, to build, and to really beautify the city. When Yaakov comes back to Eretz Yisrael, the Shabbat, he comes to the city of Shechem, and it says, Vayichana Pnei Ayah, he showed grace. He shone grace upon the city. And the Chevron Fund has really brought a chen, a beauty and a grace and a splendor to the, both the residents of Chevron, to the visitors of Chevron. It's hard for me, and I get when I see the difference of Manishtana, how it's changed over the years. And as the Chevron Fund has gotten more and more involved and has more ability to help the building and the parks and the playgrounds and life for the kids and to make life normal for the children, despite all the political tensions, it's amazing, amazing. Every morning I daven at the Maratha Machpelah. Every morning I sit with the Chavruta and I learn in the beautiful gardens, whether it's by the seventh step or whether it is down below in Muskogon, Chicago. And every day, just on a personal level, it's amazing to see the beauty and to really take from the ruins and to transform them, as Yeshaya Navi wrote, and we'll take the ruins and all the desolate cities of Yehuda and we'll turn them into a Garden of Eden. And there the voice of joy and happiness will be found there, and the voice of thanks and song. And that's what's going on today in Chevron, with tourists or without tourists, just from the local people and the local Israelis, is an unbelievable transformation of taking that rubble and the ruins and turning the eifa, the ashes, into beautiful glory.
And we talk about the avot and imahot who are gone. When you're there, you get to think about the avot and imahot when they were there, that you're walking on the same ground, that you're in the same area, that you're literally keeping their community that they founded, right, in the area Avraham purchased thousands of years ago. You're keeping it as Jewish as possible and helping it grow. That must be an amazing feeling.
It is, it is. You know, Rav Shlomo always would say that those people who learn Jewish history, and those people are helping making Jewish history.
Yeah.
A lot of people love to wake up in the morning when everything's already done. But God gave us the privilege to be from those who are fighting every day of our life to bring the great morning light.
100%.
That's something that we feel blessed every day. There's not a day when I'm walking to and from the Mara. Is that a day, a Shabbat, when I'm walking up to Torah Meda, and the privilege of walking Bikfot Avotein in the footsteps of our forefathers, the footsteps of Avraham and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka. I was preparing a little bit before I came on the radio. And even in this week's Parsha, Parshat Vayishlach, most people don't realize, Yaakov comes back, and the Torah describes, after all the fighting and all the hardships and all the struggles, Yaakov finally comes back to Eretz Yisrael. And he eventually makes his way back for R&R to Chevron. As it says in chapter 35, verse 27, Vayavo Yaakov Yitzchak Aviv, Mamre Kiryat Abba, Hi Chevron, Asher Gasham Avraham V'Yitzchak. And Yaakov came back to his father Yitzchak, to Mamre, the plains of Mamre, to Kiryat Abba, the city of the four, Chevron, where Avraham and Yitzchak lived. And there's every Shabbat you could find some connection to the patriarchs and the matriarchs. It's great that they're buried here, but even greater that they lived here.
Yeah, 100%. Simcha Achbaum was director of tourism. One of the things, Simcha, that we have to emphasize, especially because you represent that department, is when you do give tours, and believe me, I'm glad to hear that there's some people, especially the students, coming and keeping you busy. But when you give tours to people who come from around the world, especially well-established people who are, thank God, generous and want to support Eretz Yisrael, they are able to help with the Chevron Fund in general. You are not seeing those people now, so there's no question, I would assume, that things are not operating in terms of the funds that usually come into the Chevron fund from these tours the way they normally do. So I would ask you to please remind everybody, because this is a difficult year and one that is a real victim of this COVID-19 pandemic, especially when it comes to fundraising, I would ask you to encourage everybody to be as generous as possible. I remind you that it's three times. Whatever people give, it's being tripled. And they should use today as an opportunity to support Chevron and support Chevron as generously as they can.
You know, Nachum, you know me all these years. You never heard me ever once complain. But no one can even begin to imagine how heavy this community has been hit from COVID-19 as a result of the lack of tourism, as a result of so much unemployment, and so many people who are in between contracts and are living on what's called the Meipat Avtala or Chalat, which is some type of vacation without pay, and nowhere in the world hasn't been affected, but percentage-wise over here, it's been really, really very heavy and very hard. Tourism is a major income, not just tours and someone who comes and pays the amount of the tour and gives a check afterwards, but the stores, the pizza shop, the gift shops, people who sell the wine, people who sell the olive oils, and all people are involved in many different branches that are affected as a result of the lack of tourism coming through over here. So really this year, more than ever, the need is great. Am Yisrael has many, many needs, but there's only one Maata Machpela, and there's only one group of Jews that are here through thick and thin, watching over the second holiest site, through all circumstances. It's our grandparents that are buried here, not my grandparents. And here we're the ones that are, one way or the other, taking care and making sure that they're able to be given the proper respect and honor after they're buried over here. And we need all of you guys to help. It's all one family here. It's our grandparents. And together, God willing, we'll continue to make Chevron greater and greater, and to really, the Yichan Pnei as Yaakov Avinu, to make this city beautiful, to make this city accessible, to educate and connect people to their roots, to the root of their souls. And you guys, all our friends from America, have been above and beyond this year and really helping it out. And even the campaign so far is off to a great start. But we got to get to the finish line. So we need each and every one of you. Not to say someone else will do it, but really every person makes a difference here. Every person counts. And God willing, together, we'll be able to keep things going here.
Simcha Hachbaum and I encourage everybody to give and give generously. Everything is tripled. HebronFund.org. HebronFund.org. When you go to the site, you will see a beautiful banner that leads you to the Even Heroes Need Heroes campaign. It's a cause match campaign that goes until 6 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Everything you give is tripled. Simple as that. That's why we're really encouraging everybody to do it today, because your donation is even more valuable than usual. HebronFund.org, HebronFund.org. Reb Simcha, cannot wait to reunite with you in the city of our patriarchs and matriarchs.
Thank you, Nachum. And as Nachum, just again to reiterate, Yitem v'yachzor v'yitem, and Isaac blessed Jacob. He said, God should give you from the dues of heaven. Give, come back and give. And it's not once that I one time gave in 2000, or once I joined into Fada. Now is in a different way, a crisis time. And there is no one helping the families out as much as the Chevron Fund, wiping out grocery bills, helping people with bar mitzvot and weddings. And God willing, everything, like we said, is not just doubled here, Maata Machpelah, but it's even tripled. And it's a special, special opportunity. And God willing, we look forward to showing you around, to hosting you, to bringing you up to my house, to being able to sing throughout the city, and to really see, to see the great light coming out from Chevron, that light of the Davidic dynasty that started here in Chevron. Nachum, keep up your good work. Keep on strengthening Am Yisrael. You're lifting up so many people's spirits during these times. People who are alone, they can turn on the radio and hear, get a flavor of Eretz Yisrael. So we're blessing everyone to tune in to Nachum and to Bezat Hashem, be partners with us here in Chevron.
Thank you so much, Simcha. It's very simple, everybody. HebronFund.org. Everything you give today is tripled. HebronFund.org. My thanks, Reb Simcha Hachbaum. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.